I agree with those who believe that every country has the right to select itself the system to ensure its security. That goes for all countries, including Ukraine, but that also means that security of one country cannot be ensured at the expense of security of another country, including Russian Federation. We would never underestimate it, or would never undermine the right of Ukraine to conduct its own activities, but we were against its joining NATO. When they're discussing the initiative between US and Russia, they are talking about exchange of territories for security. Is this reflective of what you discussed in Alaska? And who needs to be the guarantor for security? So it's exchange of territories for security. No, we never put the question this way, never discussed it that way. Of course, naturally, guarantees for security, it's all based on the fact that any country has to have assurances of security, including Ukraine. But it was not connected to exchange for territories. To be honest, we're not fighting for territories, we're fighting for human rights, for the rights of people who live on their territory, to speak in Russian language, to live according to their culture and their traditions of their fathers, grandfathers. This is what primarily we're talking about. And if these people, in the course of democratic procedures, express their desire to be in part of the Russian Federation, we have to respect them. This is democracy, I'd like to remind everyone. And apart from that, that is completely compliant with international law, the articles of United Nations, that every country has the right for self-determination.